Now then, we've talked about James 5. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over him, anoint him with oil, and the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise you up. If that was the only healing verse we had in the whole Bible, that'd be enough to get every one of you healed. You know, it's for you. It's a guarantee. Now, the first time that I ever prayed for a man with stage 4 lymphoma cancer, he had a few weeks to live at most. That's the very scripture we used to get him healed. And that was 1986. And the man's still alive and well today with no cancer in his body. And so God's a good God. You know, he honors his word. Now then, let's show you why some of us don't get anything from God. Let's go to James 1, 6 and 7 and 8, and let's see why God doesn't answer this prayer in James chapter 1, verse 6, 7, and 8. And I want you to see what he says here. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. You know, if God put that in his word, do you think he meant what he said? If he says you must ask, nothing wavering, why can God make a statement like that? Who is he? Oh, he's who? Oh, he's just God. Is that all he is? Just the creator of the universe. Just the one that made all the stars and the galaxies and everything. That's only who he is, huh? Hey, can we trust him? Yes, we can trust him. He made a set of rules, and he told us how to make it work. He said, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, no wavering. And you know, how many people do I know that when they ask God for something, they go away and I say, do you believe you've got your answer? I sure do hope so. Maybe if God's listening. And it don't ever work because they're not asking in faith. They're doubting. That's why when I learned these things, that's why I stepped over into this world. I guarantee you he'll do it for you. How many of you have ever heard me make that statement? I guarantee God will do what he said. Well, if I don't believe, then I say, well, maybe he'll do what he said. And if I say, maybe he'll do what he says, is there any faith in that? No. If I'd have told Judy that day down there, now, Judy, I'm not sure what God's going to do here, but if it be his will, we're going to trust him. Maybe he's going to heal you. Judy would have died in 1995. That's when I went down there, 95. But I didn't. I told her, woman, you're healed in the name of Jesus. And man, she believed it with all of her heart. There was no doubt or no wavering in her. I mean, to think, this woman got out of that bed, just like she heard her say, she was so weak, she couldn't hardly get up. She got out of that bed. She went with me and her husband down to take me back to the airport. They put me on the airplane. She walked all the way to the terminal, walked out, and told her husband, said, Don, I have not had a bite of food to eat in 3 weeks. She said, there's the best fried shrimp place in town. Stop right there. I'm going to have a fried shrimp dinner tonight. I'm healed in the name of Jesus. And she stopped her and had dinner. And the next morning, Judy called me at 7 o'clock. My phone's ringing. She says, Thurman, I just got to tell you what happened. I had something to eat last night. And she said, this morning when I woke up, everything in my body worked perfect. You know, we all know what that means, don't we? Like I say, I've told people, when's the last time you went in and you got up and you sat down on the potty and say, Lord, thank you for my digestive system. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, that my intestines are working. You know, I mean, people say, I said, no. He said, thank him for everything. Don't you think he knows those things in there are working or not working? Don't you think he made them things? Don't you think it would be good for you to tell him, thank you, Lord, that it's all working in there good this morning? I can go to the bathroom. I can do everything. Lord, thank you that I can hear. Thank you I can see. I mean, tell him thank you. He loves it when you praise him. Do y'all believe that? I know he loves it because he tells us that in the Word. Let him ask in faith, nothing waver. For he that wavers is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. Now, if you waver just a little, according to that verse, what's he going to do for you? What? That's what he said, wasn't it? If you waver, he says, forget it. And I can understand, because he says, you know, I'm only God. I'm only God. Now, you know, you might ask your friend, oh, would you do this for me? And he says, I'll do the best I can. Well, I might think, well, maybe he can do that, maybe he can't. But if he was God the Father, if I ask him to do something and he'd made me a promise he could do it, do you think he's big enough to do what he said? Oh, yeah, he's big enough. And then some. Guarantee. But he says, let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. Now, according to Romans chapter 10, let's start with verse 8 to 14. I want to show you where your miracle is. Romans 10, 8 through 14. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, it's even in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. So, first of all, from that first line, or the first verse, I should say, that we read, where is your miracle? In your mouth and in your heart. The word of faith which we preach, it's in your mouth. That if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Now then, right there, this is the scripture that literally set me free, verse 9. Years ago, when I first got my first computer, I was able to highlight that word saved. I knew I had a divine appointment with God. When I highlighted that word saved, it pulled in the Greek New Testament, the word sozo, S-O-Z-O. There it is right up there, underneath the cross, S-O-Z-O. And when I looked at the word sozo, it meant all of those things, saved, healed, made whole, delivered, and preserved. So now then, if I was a Jewish person or a person reading the Greek New Testament, and if I were to come up on that word, that if I shall confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in my heart that the God has raised him from the dead, I will be sozo. Now that don't just mean saved. It means saved, healed, made whole, delivered, preserved. If I know all those things, now then, if I need salvation, where is my miracle? In my mouth and in my heart. I confess Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I believe in my heart the Father raised him from the dead. And am I born again? Yes. That's what you have to do to get born again. You have to believe in Jesus. And then you need to go out and tell somebody, hey, I just got saved. Praise God. I mean, the word is in my mouth and in my heart. I just found out that Jesus died on a cross for me. Praise God. I'm a born-again Christian. Woo, praise the Lord. Tell everybody about it. Don't be quiet about it. Do something about it. And then if you're sick, you can say, but that word sozo means healed also. So that must mean that maybe I have a demon living in me. But it says the Lord delivered me too. So I have power over the demons of hell. So you devils of hell, according to that verse right there, you got to leave me. I'm a son of God. I'm a joint heir with the King. All power is given to me over you and your worthless demons. You guys have got to go and go away and never come back in Jesus' name. And if you stand your ground, what do they have to do? They have to leave. Then you say, now, Lord, since I got the demons kicked out, I believe that I'm healed. It's a done deal. Where is it? In my mouth and in my heart. That I believe, Lord, that sozo, the word sozo, means I'm healed. So, Lord, if I'm healed, praise God, I'm healed. It's written in the Word. Lord, I have repented of all sin. I'm healed. Praise the Lord. He can't do nothing but just get well. I am Jesus' son. A brother. I am God the Father's son. He made me a guarantee, a promise in His Word that with the stripes of Jesus, I am healed. And so He said that by His stripes, I was healed, so I am healed. So, Lord, You said that my miracle is in my mouth and in my heart, so I'm saved. I'm delivered. I'm healed in the name of Jesus. And if you're not careful, somebody will say, you know, will you tone it down just a little bit? You're getting a little noisy in here. And I'm talking about a church, not out there in the world. I remember when Kathy, a little girl that works for us, many of you talked to Kathy on the phone. She's a sweetheart. The girl was lost, didn't know Jesus. I met her, got her saved, told her about Jesus, got her filled with the Holy Ghost. And this woman now starts coming to my Baptist church, my Sunday school class, and when the God baptized her in the Holy Ghost, she don't know nothing about nothing, but He brought her in church. When she come in church, I'd say, this is Kathy. She got saved. I led her to Jesus the other day, and one of the ladies would grab her hand and start shaking and say, welcome, Kathy. Welcome here. And she'd start talking. She'd say 4 or 5 words, and she'd break into tongues in a Baptist church. Never heard about tongues. Then she'd talk a little while, and she'd say, Thurman, what am I doing? I said, you're talking in tongues. Just go ahead. Holy Ghost, He's got a hold of control. And after some of those women would see her and see her doing those things, when she'd walk up to talk to them, let me tell you about Jesus. And then she'd start talking in tongues. I'd just stand there and listen to her. After she got through, they'd say, Kathy, in a little while, It'll go away. You'll be all right. When I'd say, I say, Kathy, you don't want that to go away. You don't never want that to go away. You want that Holy Ghost to stay there forever. And you want Him to anoint you with power and use you mightily. Well, He's never gone away. She now works for us for several years, works with us. She's a great little prayer warrior. And she's just a great little girl on the phone. You know, she's a sweetheart. My Cheryl and I love her. But what does it say? The word is nigh thee, even in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be healed. Is that what it says? Sure. You will be delivered. You will be made whole. Whichever one of those you need, that word sozo means all five of those things. So whichever one you need to plug in right there in verse 9, plug it in. Then start confessing it. Thank you, Lord. It's mine. Glory to God. I'm your daughter. You and your husband together. He needs to pray these things over you. As the spiritual head of your house, He needs to start saying, you are delivered and you are healed. And thank you, Lord, that you give my wife a brand new set of lungs. We don't want just an old wore out pair. We want some brand new ones. We've seen God do that. He's awesome. I mean, but He understands faith. You can't waver. Oh, God. Lord, I ain't never done this before, but if it be your will you please heal me? He says, no. I will not. You got to come to me in faith. I don't know if anybody here ever heard of Smith Wigglesworth. A few of you have. I remember one time that Smith Wigglesworth, he was at a place with God where he would never pray for anybody twice, almost. I know of a couple that he did. As a rule, he would not. They brought a baby up to him. He was standing on the platform, 3 or 4 feet, at least 3 feet off the ground. He was standing, and they brought him a baby that was all deformed. And said, Smith, will you pray for this child? He said, sure. They handed him this little baby. He said all the things he had to say, and he took the little baby, and he turned him loose. And he kicked it right out into the audience. And everybody gasped, Smith, you fool, you've killed it. He said, no, I just kicked the devil out of him. He's healed. And when somebody caught the baby, he was totally, completely normal.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety, titled, Miracles Are Available to Us, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.